From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the latest out of New Orleans as residents of the city are forced to evacuate again. First, the lead, and it's weather again, but this time not the Gulf Coast, or not yet.
If you've not left the Keys already, stay where you are.
That's Florida Governor Jeb Bush today speaking to residents in the Florida Keys, where Hurricane Rita is coming on. I'm joined by hurricane specialist Richard Nabb of the National Weather Service in Miami. Richard, what is the latest on Hurricane Rita?
Hurricane Rita has continued to steadily strengthen this morning, and maximum sustained winds are now up to 85 miles per hour. That is a solid Category 1 hurricane. And it's possible that it could strengthen a little bit more, possibly getting to the threshold of Category 2 before it gets past the Florida Keys. Right now, it's centered about 75 miles southeast of Key West, Florida, moving toward the west. And what that means is that the center of the hurricane might actually pass to the south of the Keys, but unfortunately, that looks like it will bring the strong northern eye wall directly over some of the Keys, and that could cause storm surge flooding of up to 6 feet.
What time eastern is the hurricane expected to go by the Keys?
Well, it is passing to the south of the Keys right now, and within the next 3 to 4 hours, it should be about even with Key West.
And then where does it go?
A continued westward motion is anticipated during the next couple of days, and we expect it to get into the central Gulf of Mexico and possibly intensify to a major hurricane during the next few days. And after that, it's rather uncertain to specify where this will eventually make landfall. It will impact somewhere between Louisiana and northern Mexico, and so people in Louisiana and Texas really need to watch this one closely. No watches or warnings are issued for those areas yet, but that could happen in a couple of days.
Hurricane specialist Richard Nabb of the National Weather Service. Richard, thank you.
You're welcome.
A moment ago, you heard Florida Governor Jeb Bush cautioning residents of Key West and the other Keys to stay where they are and seek shelter if they have not already evacuated. Lumberyard owner Andy Strunk is doing that. He's in Key West, the westernmost island in the lower Keys. Andy Strunk, what's happening where you are now?
Right now, it's overcast, light rain, some winds. At this point, it's hasn't gotten too bad, but you know, over the next few hours, we're going to see what we're going to get.
I've seen forecasts of more than a foot of rain. That's a lot of rain there.
Yeah, during Katrina, actually, we had more than expected rain, and there was some flooding. And so this time around, I think a lot of people are concerned about the storm surge and the streets being flooded again.
I think I understand why a lumberyard owner would stay. I mean, you must do very good business when a hurricane's coming on. People want to board things up, right?
Well, we think of it as a public service. You know, the people in town expect us to be open till the very latest just so they can actually protect their property. And, you know, it's not a good thing for anyone in town, including us. You know, we would much rather just have it as a regular business day. You know, there's a lot of preparation we have to do also. It'd be a lot nicer just to be able to evacuate with everyone else at certain times.
But you don't. You always stay?
We always stay as a public service, but also we're in buildings that have been recently built to new building codes. You know, since Andrew, back, you know, about 12 years ago, the building codes have gotten much stiffer, and basically the hardware store we're in right now was built about 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, what does it look like? No windows or what? I mean, how are you going to ride this out?
We have a backup generator. We have a few windows. In fact, we're on the generator right now. Power went out here. We do have a couple windows with roll-down shutters, so at this point I can still see outside, but probably here in a couple hours, once I see the wind start to pick up, we're going to start rolling them down.
People in the Keys, they often stay through these hurricanes, but I wonder if what happened with Hurricane Katrina has changed some people's minds.
I would imagine a lot of people changed their mind after Andrew, and that was a long time ago, and I think you see different residents come in, and everyone gets a wake-up call now and then. It was a direct hit about 30 miles north of here that did some damage around about a 15-mile stretch. But as far as Key West goes, Key West actually hasn't had a direct hit in a long time. So, you know, people get complacent.
Lumberyard owner Andy Strunk sticking it out in Key West, Florida. Andy, good luck.
Thank you.